2012年度、セイウルスラ学院英知高等学校、入学試験問題、英語、リスニングテスト。これからリスニングテストを行います。問題括弧1を見てください。これから放送されるヘレン・ケラーについての英文を聞きなさい。英文の後で5つの質問をします。それぞれの質問の答えとして適切なものを A、B、C から選び記号で答えなさい。英文は2回放送します。放送中にメモを取っても構いません。では始めます。
Helen Keller was a strong and kind person who brought hope to handicapped people all over the world.Helen Keller was a normal, happy baby until she became sick when she was 19 months old. Because of her sickness, she became blind, deaf, and mute, and that means she couldn't see, hear, or talk. Soon after she became a wild child, it was very hard for her to understand who she was, and she couldn't control herself.One day, a great teacher, Anne Sullivan, came to help Helen. Anne tried very hard to make Helen understand and learn. They had many fights.
Finally, Helen began to learn important things from Anne Sullivan. She learned to feel things and spell out their names in Anne's hand.Helen learned to read by feeling braille, raised dots, which are called tenji in Japanese. She also learned to speak by feeling a talking person's lips. She even went to college and had very good grades. She also became a writer and speaker. She wrote and spoke about her many challenges. In the end, she helped a lot of handicapped peopleall over the world. She wanted them to believe that they can live good lives. She brought hope to all handicapped people.
Questions. 1. What did Helen Keller bring to handicapped people all over the world?
A. Nice presents. B.World peace. C. Hope.
2. How old was she when she became sick?
A. 19 months old. B. 19 years old. C. 19 days old.
3. What did she use when she wanted to read?
A. Raised hands. B. Raised faces. C. Raised dots.
4. Was it easy for Helen's teacher, Anne Sullivan, to teach a lot of things to her?
A. No, it wasn't. B. Yes, she did. C. Yes, it was.
5. What did she write and speak about?
A. Good memories with Anne. B. Her challenges.C. Stories about handicapped people.
2回目です。
Helen Keller was a strong and kind person who brought hope to handicapped people all over the world. Helen Keller was a normal, happy baby until she became sick when she was 19 months old. Because of her sickness, she became blind, deaf, and mute. And that means she couldn't see, hear, or talk. Soon after she became a wild child, it was very hard for her to understand who she was, and she couldn't control herself. One day, a great teacher, Anne Sullivan, came to help Helen. Anne tried very hard to make Helen understand and learn. They had many fights.
Finally, Helen began to learn important things from Anne Sullivan. She learned to feel things and spell out their names in Anne's hand. Helen learned to read by feeling braille, raised dots, which are called tenji in Japanese. She also learned to speak by feeling a talking person's lips. She even went to college and had very good grades. She also became a writer and speaker. She wrote and spoke about her many challenges. In the end, she helped a lot of handicapped people all over the world. She wanted them to believe that they can live good lives. She brought hope to all handicapped people.
カッコ2は書き取り問題です。これから放送される英文を聞き、カッコに当てはまる単語を書きなさい。英文は2回放送します。1回目です。
These days, more and more people from other countries visit Japan. They are often surprised at Japan's unique food.A friend of mine from America said, I tried shiokara at a party last Sunday. It wasn't delicious, but we had a great time.
2回目です。
These days, more and more peoplefrom other countries visit Japan. They are often surprised at Japan's unique food. A friend of mine from America said, I tried shiokara at a party last Sunday. It wasn't delicious, but we had a great time.
これでリスニングテストを終わります。この音声は東京学館発行の入試過去問題集に収録されているものです。